Good morning, and welcome to Shades of Classics on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Studio of John Iverson. This is the November 3rd edition of Shades of Classics. Here are the highlights of this morning's program. Our feature work is the Piano Concerto No. 2 by Frédéric Chopin. We have pianist Lang Lang and the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra for that performance. Our Canadian Spotlight features selections from the album Moonlight by soprano Katja. We have new releases by Johan Johansson and Camille Thomas. From the archives, I've pulled the album A Windham Hill Retrospective by Night Noise, and we also have our monthly Moody Moment. We're going to open the program with The Theory of Everything Suite by Johan Johansson. This suite is in five parts: A Model of the Universe, Domestic Pressures, The Origins of Time, Forces of Attraction, and Cambridge 1963. The performance is by the Iceland Symphony Orchestra, under the direction of Daniel Bjarnson. The Theory of Everything Suite by Johan Johansson.
Thank you.
And that was The Theory of Everything Suite by Johan Johansson, performed by the Iceland Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Daniel Bjarnson. This comes from the Johan Johansson recording A Prayer to the Dynamo on the Deutsche Grammophon label. And you're listening to Shades of Classics on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Next up is the latest release from Belgian cellist Camille Thomas. The album is called Aznavouriana on the Deutsche Grammophon label. The music on this album is mostly by Charles Aznavour. We're going to hear four selections, starting off with Hier Encore, Camille Thomas with the Armenian State Symphony Orchestra. That set came from the latest album, As Navuriana, on a Deutsche Grammophon label by Belgian cellist Camille Thomas. We started with Hier Encore, then La Bohème, then L'Amour C'est Comme Un Jour, and the final piece was Mourir d'Aimer. Camille Thomas was with the Armenian State Symphony Orchestra. Camille Thomas, As Navuriana.
Good morning. My name is Margaret Maria, and you are listening to Shades of Classics with your host, John Iverson, on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Thanks for tuning in and enjoying all this beautiful music.
And I'm not live in a studio at CKUW, but you can still easily get in touch with me by sending an email to shades@mts.net with your music requests, comments, and inquiries. I'll respond as quickly as I can, usually by the end of the program. To find out more about Shades of Classics, visit our website. Go to jliverson.com and click on the link there to Shades of Classics. And to find out more about this community access station, visit the CKUW website at ckuw.ca, and you will find all of our programs archived on that website as well. Next up is our feature work, and this morning we have a new recording of the Piano Concerto No. 2 in F minor by Frédéric Chopin. Chopin composed this concerto in the fall of 1829, when he was about 19 years old. He wrote it before his Concerto No. 1, but it was published afterwards, that's why it's Piano Concerto No. 2. It was first performed in March of 1830, with Chopin as the soloist. The work is scored in three movements, Maestoso, Larghetto, and Allegro Vivace. The performance is by pianist Lang Lang and the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, under the direction of Zubin Mehta, the Piano Concerto No. 2 by Chopin.